Lord. And the Lord bless each one. It's good to see you, Brother Andrew. If you're still here, Brother, the Lord bless you. Praise God. The Lord works in mysterious ways, doesn't he? Amen. And wonders to perform. Praise God. Let's turn to the book of Exodus tonight. And this is a very well-known portion. You can read all of the chapter. I'm reading Exodus 12, but I want to read just verse 12 and 13. 29. Exodus 12, verse 12 and 13, and verse 29 as well. But you can read through the chapter. But I try not to hold you as long tonight, and it is hot. The weather has turned up a notch. It is hot tonight, isn't it? praise God. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And it shall come to pass that at midnight, verse 29, that the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat in his throne unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for the precious words of truth. For thy word is truth, thy word is a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path. We pray you bless your word to our hearts tonight, and give us something from your word this evening. Help us, Lord. Lead us and guide us at this time. Bless and touch your people, I pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We come against every work of darkness, and every lion that would exalt itself against the knowledge of the truth. We command it to be cast down and brought into subjection to your word and to the moving of your spirit. In Jesus' precious name. And Lord, I take the promised Holy Ghost to help me. And I thank the Lord that you do undertake for me. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. This may be seated. Praise God. I think this is a tremendous portion of scripture to preach even healing from. From Exodus chapter 12 here. And a great preacher many years ago was asked a question on healing. And this is what they said. I am often asked, is there healing in the atonement? Did Christ die to relieve us of our physical as well as our spiritual infirmities? And they say, let's go back to the first Passover and the quote in Exodus 12, verse 3-6. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers. A lamb for an house, and if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbour next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to the eating shall make your own count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish a meal of the first year. Ye shall take out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day on the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And then in Exodus 2:78 it says, and they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two sides of the posts and the upper doorposts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in the night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, with bitter herbs they shall eat it. It was the first Passover, the blood to be sprinkled on the lintel of the doorposts of the house, but the flesh of the lamb was to be eaten. We forget the true meaning of the flesh of the lamb. In the Holy Communion, which is the Passover feast of the New Covenant, the meaning of the wine is quite clear. Nearly all of us Christians realize that they hold a cup in their hand or drink the wine of the altar, that the shed blood of Jesus Christ makes atonement for the soul. But what about the bread? Every time the bread is served, it should be taken for the healing of the body. The whole man was included in the atonement. That's the reason Isaiah cried out, he was wounded for my transgressions, he was bruised for my iniquities, and with his stripes I am healed. Yes, there is healing in the atonement, praise God. And isn't it so true? We often talk about the wine when we take communion. But we don't mention much about the bread. When you hear all the preachers say that Jetco, William Branham, Wigglesworth, all of them said that children's bread is their healing. And Jesus himself said, except ye eat my flesh and drink my blood, you've no part in me. And you know, you hear Brother Branham talk about that, and he said, the scribes and Pharisees said, this fellow's a vampire. That's the way he mentions it. But he's speaking of the spiritual. And Jesus Christ suffered and died on the cross for our physical healing. And by his stripes we were healed. Praise God. Now tonight I want to look at this token. And I know I've preached on it before, but I'm going to preach on it again. You never can preach on it too much, you know. You think of Noah's message, it was never out of date. And he preached it for 120 years. And none of them got saved, only eight. But he still had the truth. Amen? And because other people's preaching other things doesn't mean you're wrong. They could be wrong. And many of them are wrong. But we know the gospel is the truth. It's old, but yet it's ever new. Isn't that right? The song says, tell me the old story. Praise God for the old story. This word token means something offered or taken as evidence or proof. Symbol. Something providing evidence. Redeemable. And current money or goods. And God's token or sign, which was called token. And all through the Bible we see that God gave a token. Praise God. And here tonight we see in Exodus that they were told to take the blood of the lamb because the death angel was coming through. And the only thing that would stop the death angel was the mark of the blood. And if you didn't have the blood mark upon the doorpost, upon the lintel, and remember it's on the house, type of your house. I want you to get that. It's deliberately in Scripture, it's on the doorposts of the house. Because of the type, you're a vessel. The temple of the Holy Spirit. And God wants us to apply the token. Just like they applied the token, it must be applied. Not left in a basin, but applied. And God says, when I see the token, I'll pass over you. Now I said there's many tokens in the Bible. Genesis 9. Verse 12 and 13 it says, and God said, this is a token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for the perpetual generations. This is God to Noah. And I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for the token of a covenant between me and the earth. And verse 17, and God hath said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. And we know that God gave a sign, a token, and that was the rainbow. Now we know people stole that today for perversion. But that's God's original token, and God's original, the rainbow, is God's token to God's people. And God is saying, every time you see a rainbow and you know when it rains, you see the rainbow. And when you see a rainbow, it takes you back to the book of Genesis, and it takes you back to Noah. That after God flooded the earth, God sent the rainbow as a sign to Noah. And he said to Noah, I'll never flood the earth again. And no matter how bad it gets this earth, I'll never be flooded again. It'll be burnt with fire, but never flooded again. Because of the token. And we heard this morning, God can't change his word. God can't break a promise. He's bound to his own word. And still to this very day, thousands of years later, when it rains, we see the token rainbow in the sky. God's covenant. Then we come along on up to Genesis 17, verse 10 and 11. Here's what we read. And this is my covenant which ye shall keep between me and you, and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised. Verse 11. This is Abraham, what God gave him. And ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt you and me. And we see that the Jewish people, the original Jewish people, had to have circumcision. Because the circumcision of the flesh was a token, it was a sign, God required it. And you remember when Brother Branham's preaching in one of his sermons, and he screams out, he says, what we need is another Sephora. And that's what you took and circumcised them fellas, and they weren't wee lads, they were men. And they were talking circumcision. How many knows the scripture I'm talking about? And then how many knows that Brother Branham says we need that again today?
wonderful.
Let us look at it tonight. Now we see from our text it was blood on the doorposts for Israel that was their token of God required to see it. Without the shedding of blood, here's Hebrews I'm quoting to you, without the shedding of blood, no remission of sins. I'll tell you, when you take the blood out of the message and take the Holy Spirit out of the message, and somebody comes along and says, I have another message, and you don't need the blood and you don't need the Holy Spirit, brother, that's a red flag for me.
Amen.
And red means stop, danger's ahead.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Because Brother Branham preached the blood and he definitely preached the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And he said, see the Holy Ghost come from heaven and move it amongst us. And discern the very secrets of man's heart. He said, the Holy Spirit's amongst us. The Holy Spirit's here. Hallelujah. And didn't he say the church would come to the stage for the ministry of Ananias and Sapphira would come amongst them? That's what he said. Praise God. He said, what you're seeing, hearing is only in part what it will be before the Lord comes. That's what he said. And I believe what he said. I don't believe other versions, but I believe God's prophet. Because the Bible tells me, if I believe God's prophet, so shall I prosper. Praise God for the prophets of God. Amen. Psalm 86:17, here's what it says. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed, because thy Lord hast helped me and comforted me. Show me a token for good. I'll tell you, God's given us a token for good tonight, not for bad. We're not giving up on the token God's given us. We're not setting our token on the shelf. And the Bible message. Thank God for it. The blood of the Lamb. That is the token. The blood of the Lamb. Foolishness to the world, but required by Almighty God. God required the life for the Lamb, for the blood. We know the blood stood for a token. The believer had to be identified with the blood of the Lamb, the token. He had to put forth his hand upon the bloody Lamb. You lay your hands on the bloody Lamb. That's the Old Testament way. And we're living now. Upon the man of Calvary. We lay our hands by faith upon the Holy Ghost. Do you believe that tonight? Surely you have to get a hold of it. My goodness, that's God's token and we want it tonight. Praise God. We know that in the book of Genesis, God would not accept the fruit offering. No other offering. He only accepted the blood offering. And I tell you that Genesis is a pattern for the whole of the Bible. Genesis is the seed book. That's what it's called. And Genesis sets the format and sets the foundation for everything that comes after it. Every seed shall bring forth bearing fruit after its own kind. That's why you know what the man is and the woman is, because they're after their kind. None of this fancy words they have today, they don't know what they are. That's far to the Bible and perversion from the Word of God. But God gave us the blood in Genesis. Abel offered the right offering. Abel came with a bloody lamb. And God accepted the bloody lamb because there had to be a substitutionary life made. And that lamb was a substitution for their sins. A life for a life. And God accepted the blood of the lamb. And the life Leviticus tells us in the blood. And when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. But if you don't show the blood, the death angel will come. You must be under the blood, praise God. You hear me tonight? You must be under the blood of the Lamb, not the denomination, not an organization, not some creed or dogma, but you must have the token of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Praise God, and we know the Holy Ghost is the life of the blood.
Yes.
Praise God. You can't find a chemistry if you can put your hands physically in tonight, like this water solution here, but Brother Branham explains and he said it is the life for the blood, and the life for the blood is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I tell you, the Holy Ghost well tonight. Praise God. And the Holy Ghost is real. Hebrews 11:4 tells us, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead yet speaketh. And even after Cain slew Abel, Abel's blood cried to God. God heard the voice of the blood. He'll hear no other voice. But he heard the voice of the blood. Praise God. And of the voice And he says, I'm your high priest that's touched, that you can be touched by the feeling of my infirmities. His blood's crying for you tonight. Just come in under that token. God will do it for you. Praise God. Christ was our Lamb. The life of that precious blood of the Lamb is our token today. We know the dove came on the Lamb and the dove led the Lamb. Colossians 2:14 tells us, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us. And he took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. There that the brother John McFadden preached about. They got themselves a law, but there was grace before law. But Jesus Christ restores us right back to grace. And the law doesn't hold us in bondage tonight because we're living in the day of grace. Grace means God's unmerited favor. Yes. You don't work to get it. You don't find somebody to make yourself be good to do it. But Jesus Christ chose you and ordained you. He loved you. When you didn't love anything, he loved you. Yes. And he chose you and ordained you from the foundation of the world. Whom he did foreknow, them he also did predestinate. Romans, Ephesians. To become the sons of God. Praise God. Isn't that the truth? No. The Lord loved you. And he still loves you tonight. It's never changed. Praise God. Thank God it's never changed. Christ shed his blood so that his very life could come back in us. He was the evening sacrifice. And we read here, and the reason I'm saying it was the evening sacrifice, because you read here in Exodus 12 that it was the evening sacrifice. They had to sacrifice and they had to eat it, and they weren't allowed to eat nothing. You read it night time. They eat it. And remember, they eat the bitter herbs because Moses told them, do this in every generation. And you remember, he says, when you eat these bitter herbs, did you know the bondage that you went through for hundreds of years? 400 years, wasn't it? 400 years of bondage down in Egypt under the taskmaster's whip. But when you eat these bitter herbs, you'll think back to the night when the blood was placed upon the doorpost, when God saved you, when God delivered you, when God brought you out of bondage into the perfect life of liberty. Praise God. Led by a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Praise God. The Holy Ghost going with them. The Holy Ghost going before them. And what did Brother Branham say? He said the tent pegs had them pulled up and move on. When the Holy Spirit moved on, they moved on. And I tell you, God's the church today is still the same. They have to move with the Holy Ghost. Used to be a Pentecostal song about that. Some of us might know it. The older ones might know it. But when the Holy Ghost moves, you move with it. It talks about Israel and all that. But the old saints used to sing it. It's a good one. But the moving of the Holy Ghost, with moving with a cloud. Who's ever heard that? Moving with a cloud. Praise God, we want to move with God's cloud. Not some denomination or creed. It'll feel. It'll let you down. Praise God. It'll only bring you to some man-made tank, to some broken cistern. Some broken cistern, which is a cesspool. All types of stuff get in there, and they filter them out through it. It pollutes the water. You can't drink it, or it'll make you sick. But we're drinking from the fountain of life, from an artesian well. Hallelujah! It comes from out of the deep. This is the rock they drank from. And Paul said that rock is Christ. And then he comes along and Jesus said, the Holy Ghost shall be in you a well, springing up in you, a well of living water, on the inside, gurgling up, pushing you and moving you forward. Praise God. Amen. That's what the token does. Amen. The token won't make you religious. The token is religion. Real religion. Amen. I tell you, you get it, you won't need nothing else. It's God's seed. Praise God. Sealed by the Holy Ghost, Ephesians tells us, unto the day of redemption. I'll tell you, God's never lost one that he sealed. Let me read you some of these scriptures, Romans 8 and 11, we always quote it. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. I tell you, it's the life of the blood that quickens you, the life of the blood's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is God's token. Ephesians 4:20, of 30, I've just quoted you. Grieving at the Holy Ghost, whereby you're sealed on the day of redemption. When Christ was on the cross, he shed his life blood. And when the soldier pierced the side, blood and water came forth. You know the Bible says that? John 19:34 and 37. That's the scripture for it. You can read it. The soldier pierced him, blood and water came forth. Praise God. Let's read it. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came the right blood and water. And he that saw it bear record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that it was true, that ye might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled. And he quotes the Psalms here. A bone of him shall not be broken. Verse 37, and again another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. And the psalmist David prophesied hundreds of years before Jesus went to the cross that Jesus Christ would go to the cross. He prophesied none of his bones would be broken. He prophesied that they plowed long furs upon my back. He prophesied of the nail scarred hands and the nail scarred feet. He prophesied of the pluck of his beard. He prophesied of the thorns in his bride. He prophesied all of it even before it happened. Because he was inspired by the same Holy Ghost we need to get inspired by. Because there's only one Holy Ghost. That is the Holy Ghost. Praise God. No such thing of a Holy Ghost of the Holy Ghost. I don't want second hand ghost. I want the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! The one true Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost won't lead you into error, he'll lead you into truth. The Holy Ghost won't bind you here loose yet. He'll set you free. He'll set you free to dance. He'll put a new song in you. Hallelujah. He'll give you tongues to speak and prophesy. Lay hands on the sick and recover them. He'll give you gifts and power, God. That's the Holy Ghost will do. Why do you know that? Because Jesus said it. Jesus says, I'm going to the Father, but he'll send another comforter in my name. And when he is come, John 14 and 15 tells us, he will lead you and guide you into all truth. He will take you to the Father's and reveal it unto you. He'll give you power. There's a baptism of fire, you know.
Yes, I know.
Oh, how we need the baptism of fire today. No preaching about it, but I want to tell you we need a baptism of fire. The people of God need a fresh baptism of fire. To burn the dross, the wood, the hay, and the stubble, and to bring out the finest of the wheat. Praise God. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Thank God for the fire, God. Don't you want the fire? I'll tell you, somebody said they're dry. Put the fire in them and they'll soon go off. The drier they are, the better. Hallelujah! I tell you, when the sticks are dry, they'll go up quick. You'll never get it out. Forget about the fire extinguisher and that work. There's a fire over in England just before it was on the news, and they couldn't get it stopped. It was hilarious, brother, you know. Because they had this wee helicopter flying over with this thing hanging under it, and it was drawing water from a lake and dropping it on the fire. It was in America as well, there was a fire. And the helicopter went over and dropped this, you know, it was like spitting on it. Never going to work. But I could have told them how to stop it. And I know nothing, but I can stop it. Very simple how to stop the fire. And these fellas at farm and work machinery know how you stop the fire. And eventually they went to do what I thought should have done to start with. Give yourself 2 or 3 good DHs. What you do is you take a track right round the fire so that there's nothing to burn and the fire will have to stop. Amen? I tell you, that's how you stop a fire, but we don't want a fire stopped. We want a fire lit. Praise God. And then we're going to get some fuel and throw it on it, keep it lit. That's great. You know, now the fire's not going well, you get yourself a car tire and throw it in and see what happens. I tell you, I was working with a fella a few weeks ago, and it was a real hot day when this hot heat started. We cut all these trees, and we cut 2 chainsaws going all day with a fella with us, and he was pulling wood back. And this went on all day. And there was really a pile of wood out in the back field. And the boy said, I'll never get it away in the wee tractor. Burn it out the back. And I thought to myself, he realised how hot it is. Of course, he got the fire lit and he said, throw them tires on it. And I'll tell you what, he near burnt the whole place. It was so close to the trees going up. It was so hot, it would have cooked you. Even when you stood well back, you ever stand beside, you can't stand too close to real fire. I'll tell you, it'll scorch you. You'll never need somebody to tell you it's not a fire. You'll have to get back from it. He said to me, come round here, and I got round to where it was. I knocked the gate down to get out of the road. It was that hot. words. But you know, he preached that. He preached that God gave them three asbestos suits so that the fire would do them no harm. But Brother Branham said that God supernaturally worked it that it couldn't hurt them. I heard a testimony of a young man who was on a boat and the boat went on fire. And his mother cleaned him under the blood and gave him a Bible, and he carried the Bible everywhere. And the boat went on fire, and he said the doors was red hot to fire, and he walked out through them and he opened every door and came out, and everyone else was burned alive. But his mother cleaned the blood of Jesus on him, and God spared him, and God saved him. And he became a mighty preacher and a mighty man of God. God had a purpose for him. God had a plan for him. And I tell you, it doesn't matter what fire you're facing or what trials you're facing, the fourth man's greater. Hallelujah! You say you're taking a turn tonight, you better believe it. I'm going to bring a half a stone up here for a quick. Pray, amen. We need preaching sweat. Did you ever hear about it? Some of these lectures never had no sweat. There's a preaching sweat, you know. Spurgeon knew about it. Some of the old preachers knew about it. A preacher's sweat. But the modern theologians don't know about it. Because they'll read you to sleep.
Yes, amen.
Praise God. And I tell you, we have the victory tonight. We've got the token. Use the token. Praise God. God's give you the token. God wants you to use the token. Use the token in your work. Use the token in your home. Use it in that son. Use it in that daughter. Use it in that man. Use it in that woman. Use the token. I tell you, the man says to William Branham, how did you do it? How did it work? She says, Brother, I just asked the Holy Ghost to go to work on him. Amen. I asked the Holy Ghost to go to working on him. And the Holy Ghost went to working on the man that took or stole his car. And the man that stole the car was a backslider. And the Holy Spirit spoke to him, told him to get the car back. And he brought the car back and parked the car. Because someone worked on him, someone moved on him. That's what the Holy Ghost can do. I tell you, the Holy Ghost can do it. When you think it's impossible, it's not impossible with God. Our God's able to do anything. Hallelujah! God can take a drunkard and sober him up and make a preacher. God can take a prostitute and make her a saint of God. Our God's able to do it. God can take somebody that's a drug addict and make him a Holy Ghost preacher. That's what our God's able to do. I thank God tonight for the token. Hallelujah. All I can do is get you fired up to use the token. I've done the right job. I'm telling you. God's people don't need more seminars. God's people don't need more lectures. God's people need an experience with the Holy Ghost. Brother Brown said, back to the Pentecost. Oh, that God would bring us back to the real Spirit of God, the real move of God. That's what he prayed. That's what he said. And he said, Lord, raise up young men to sweep this true message on to the coming of the Lord. He didn't tell them to go and build themselves some denomination. Preach out the limb somewhere. If you don't follow me, you're in. If you don't follow him, you're out. Yes. Never said that. That's the devil.
Amen.
That's the devil.
Amen.
But he said, preach the Holy Ghost. Preach the token. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the seal of God. It's the life of the blood. Amen. It's the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Paul says, by one Spirit are we baptized into one body. That's the Holy Ghost. Let me read you this. I'm going to have to quit in a moment. I'm getting excited. Praise God. Are you excited tonight? You say, brother, there's not many of us. I couldn't care how many there is. The Lord never said to me, you preach good when there's many or few. The Lord said, preach it in season. Preach it out season. Be faithful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I tell you, that's what we have to do. Keep on keeping on. Let me read you this. To the world is a bunch of foolishness, but to God, it's the only way. The only thing that he requires is that token. It must be there. And you cannot have the token until the fare is paid. Then you are a possessor of the token, which gives you the privileges of a free pass. I'll see the blood. I'll pass over you. What a time. to know you packed within you the pass. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. It's the only thing that he recognized. It's nothing else can take its place. No substitute, no denomination, nothing else. It takes that. God said it. That alone will I see. No matter how righteous the way was, how good the way was, how much education they had, how they dressed, the token was the only thing. When I see the token, I pass over you. The blood was a token. The requirement of Jehovah had been met, that it had been done. The blood stood for the token. The blood was the token. See, the life that's in the blood's the token still. That's what the prophet preached. Then we have people coming and telling us we don't need the Holy Ghost. They're false prophets. They're not God's prophets. I don't care if they can swing the stars out of the heavens and stomp their head. If they don't preach according to the law and the prophets, that's what my Bible says. Don't hear them. Amen. That's what your Bible says. Yes. Paul said, if an angel comes from heaven and preaches another gospel, let him be accursed. Because this gospel's a real gospel. And God sent the spirit of Elijah in the 19th century to bring us a restoration right back to the true gospel. The real gospel. The baptized the way Peter baptized. In the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That you need the Holy Ghost on your life. Every one of us need the Holy Ghost. I pray that the Holy Spirit leads me every single day. Yes. Every morning. I pray that the Holy Ghost will lead me. That the Holy Ghost will fill me. You say, brother, well, you never filled. Sure it was, but I want filled again. Yeah. One baptism, many fillings. Amen. Yeah. Wigglesworth said, you know what's wrong? There's too many leaking vessels. And he said, when you have leaking vessels, you need to keep on getting. Thank God, in every leak, God can fill you.
Amen.
Amen. God needs to fill every one of us afresh. I tell you, if God can fill us, what would happen? Hallelujah! We wouldn't have to play church for no games, but the power of God would move. And I tell you, that's what the real church of God needs today. The power of God moving. The power of God working. Amen.
Amen.
Let me finish these few scriptures. Hebrews 12, 23-24. To the general assembly of the church, the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel's. I tell you, we've got the truth tonight. There's no way God has only proved only one provided way. That's the token. There's not two ways. We need that token life continually coming on us. God's life, the quickening power. Let me read you this and I'll close. This is from the message called The Token, preached in 1963. The bloody lamb is our token tonight. And he quotes Hebrews 13:10-20. It is called the everlasting covenant. If you'd like to read it, God's blood-bound promises made us free from sin and flesh. It is an everlasting covenant. That means you can't change it. No preacher can come with something different.
Amen.
This is everlasting.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I tell you, I like that. Amen. Everlasting. That's forever.
Amen.
Praise God. To worship Him and show forth His promised signs. The New Testament is the new covenant in His blood. The Bible said so. The New Testament means a new covenant, blood life, new life token in us. Where the old blood stood for a simple sign of the chemistry that a lamb had died. The Holy Ghost is the life that was in the person, Jesus Christ, that's displayed in you and me tonight. The Holy Ghost is the life that was in Jesus. And the same Spirit that was in Christ is in us. That's what the Bible preaches. That's what Paul preached. That's the Word of God. Amen. Tonight, outside of that, there's no mercy. Only when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Hallelujah! Only mercy with the blood. No mercy with religion. No mercy with organization. But mercy is in the blood of Christ alone.
Amen.
Thank God for the blood tonight. I'm going to close by saying this. The blood shall never lose its power.
Amen.
Till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. You felt the token on you. Do you know the token on you? I'm not talking about knowing religion. I'm not talking about a saying, I know a message. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the way the apostles talked to them. Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? Hallelujah! They said we've no much, not even so much as heard about it. And the Bible says they laid their hands on them and the Holy Ghost come on them. I tell you, the Holy Ghost is a real experience. We need to be filled. Hallelujah. And us that once were filled need a top up. Amen. Lord, fill us again. Yes. Yeah. Oh, praise God. I believe it tonight with all my heart. Yeah. I want God to fill me. I'm useless without it. But I'll tell you, with it, you'd better believe God can do anything. With a man that's fully submitted to the Holy Ghost, one man in the hands of God is greater than a multitude. We saw that in the ministry of a prophet in our generation. We saw one man committed to God would come undone, didn't we? And he said, you submit yourself to God and see what can be done. Yeah. Submit yourself to the Lord tonight. Let's come and bow our heads. Let's stand our feet. Praise God. I'm going to pray in a moment, and I want us just to worship for a while tonight. And I want you to reach out to the Lord. Reach out to get a touch from God tonight. Ask God this evening. Don't wait. Say it's just another meeting over now and run out quick. I tell you, ask God tonight to give you a fresh baptism.
Amen.
Fill you afresh with the Holy Ghost. I tell you, we need the Holy Ghost today. There's only a few men preach about it. There's lots of people preaching, but they're not preaching the Holy Ghost. And I'm not worried, you know, we need to preach what we need to preach. Paul preached the Holy Ghost. Peter preached the Holy Ghost. William Branham definitely preached the Holy Ghost. His life was led by the Holy Ghost. He demonstrated a man yielded with the Holy Ghost. Wigglesworth, look at him. He demonstrated what a man, God could do with a man yielded, submitted. The moving of the Holy Ghost. I tell you, submit yourself tonight completely to the Holy Ghost. Submit yourself, surrender your own will. Surrender your own thinking. Surrender your own ways. Say, Lord, I don't want my ways. I want your way. I want you to lead me. I want you to guide me. God will give you the best. And you submit to Him. I can tell you tonight, God only wants the best for you. Heavenly Father, while our eyes are closed and our heads bowed in your presence, Lord, I believe the Holy Ghost is here. I believe that your promise for two or three is gathered in your name, that you would be in the midst of that to bless us. Lord, I pray you'll set every one of us completely free from all denominational bondage and any other bondage.
Amen.
Give us the freedom of the Holy Ghost tonight. Fill us afresh, Lord. Every fiber of our beings with the Holy Ghost and with power. Baptize us with fire, Lord. Remove the dross, the wood, the hay, the stubble. Give us the finest of the wheat. Fill us, Lord. And let the Spirit of God flow amongst us tonight. Lord, like the song says, flow through me, Holy Spirit. Flow through me. That's our prayer tonight, Lord Jesus. That you would breathe afresh upon us the breath of God tonight, that all sin and self would cease,
yes,
and all that thy glory might increase. Breathe afresh upon us, Spirit of the Lord. Lord, we do need that new anointing. Lord, your prophet preached about a super anointing coming upon your people. He said it was far beyond what was seen before. A super quickening, a super anointing. Oh God, let it come upon your people this very night. I rebuke all ailments in this meeting, every disease, every infirmity. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke it. I ask for the power of that blood to be demonstrated. Lord, I pray for Brother Keith tonight, that from the crown of his head to the shoulder of his feet, that he might know the touch of Almighty God upon his body. Lord, touch him, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Heal him and deliver him in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, you are the healer. I know it tonight. You can do it, Lord. We believe you tonight. We confess we're healed. We confess we're filled. We confess we're saved. We confess we're free. And Lord, you said him who the Son sets free is free indeed. No longer to be entangled again by the yoke of bondage. Lord, as the musicians come, as the song leader goes, and we worship tonight, Lord, I invite the Holy Ghost to come. Come, Holy Spirit, this evening, and meet with us in this hour. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I want a brother to keep on worshiping. Don't forget Wednesday night, but let's worship the Lord.